You know, I don't really want to hear about how beautiful it is because we're all well over here working. But I suppose I should be glad if you're all enjoying some sunshine. But it's not doing us any good.
Well, we are, and we look out our window here on Monument Circle, and we're getting ready for a big day. It's the Hometown Tourism Expo right on Monument Circle. But, you know, headlines here in Indianapolis tell us that yesterday Daimler Chrysler announced that they're going to sell the company to a New York investment firm. And I think everybody wants to know here, how's that? You met with Daimler Chrysler chairman on Monday and want to know how's it going to affect here all of us here in Indiana.
Well, we won't know for sure for a while, but I'm very encouraged. It was a remarkable break, I thought, that I was able on behalf of all Hoosiers to sit with Dr. Zetcha and the famous Dr. Z literally in the hour before he had his global news conference. I'm just very positive that the step we've been discussing with Chrysler and with a potential partner to make transmissions in Indiana is likely to go forward. But it's not a done deal yet, and I never count a chicken before it's done.
Indiana, are they still looking perhaps for maybe another plant site here too? Will that maybe still happen?
Yes, maybe so. And I spent the morning with the partner, and that's a great company called Getrag, the world-class manufacturer of transmissions, exactly the kind of leading-edge company that we want to bring to Indiana. They don't have a signed agreement yet, but they have taken steps, including the purchase of some land to be ready. And again, talking both to Dr. Zetcha and to the whole leadership team of Getrag this morning, I feel very good about it happening, but I don't like to get ahead of myself.
Okay. Well, I know we're speaking to Governor Daniels this morning, 841 at WIBC. Where do you go next? What happens next? This is kind of a trade thing you're doing all across Europe, right?
Yeah, well, you know, if it's Tuesday, this must be Cologne, I guess the way they say that. I have to keep looking at the book. We're making 6 and 7 stops in each day and trying to pack in as much as we can. We're thanking companies that are in Indiana, have hired Hoosiers now. Later today, we'll be talking to two large groups of companies that we, you know, hope will give a look at Indiana. This is all about hunting jobs, Terry. And it's like a safari where we're after live game. That means the insourcing of jobs for Hoosiers.
Have you found some that there are some Hoosiers over there?
Well, there are a few. I think we're going to see a great number more at this reception tonight because we have invited Hoosier expatriates who are here or people who are on assignment. And so we'll probably run into some home folks in a couple hours.
Are you eating some good food?
Too much. You know, the problem with these darn trips is they book me into a lot of meals and they forget to leave some room for some workout time. So I may have some remedial work to do come the end of the week.
Now listen, my husband David, he just graduated finally. He's 46. He finally got his accounting degree. And I'm wondering, I know you have a budget director opening. Thank you, Jake. Is that something he could apply for?
Well, you know, any husband of yours, Terry, I guess we'd be proud to have. So,
okay.
Tell him to send it over, and we'll give it a look.
By the way, Governor, I like how you said any husband of yours. As if maybe she might have 9.
Yeah,
there's only one. I promise you. Right, now, I'm just curious. While you're making the trek around Europe, did you like have the RV sent over? Did you maybe put it on a big cruise ship, and you're just cruising around in the RV?
No, although that would be the right way to travel. Germany, as you know, has got the famous fast roads, and it'd be we're in a rough replica of it right now, but not quite the same. Doesn't have that same homey feel.
Yeah, try not to go 130 on the Autobahn in the replica.
we're a little more careful than the folks in New Jersey have been with their governor. Don't worry about that.
Much appreciated.
First thing in the morning, I always check it, but I take it the Dodgers got beat last night. The game wasn't quite over when I peaked this morning. So.
Well, Governor, I'll be happy to let you know, if you're interested in the scores, that the Cardinals did indeed defeat the Dodgers yesterday, 8-4. Chris Duncan had a 2-run homer in the 6th. Jim Edmonds and Adam Kennedy each had RBI doubles. Dodgers' 3-game win streak has come to a close.
Yeah, well, just good I wasn't there to watch that.
Hey, Governor, we'll let you go. I know you got more to do there, and we're sure grateful for your time.
Well, good talking to both of you. And you didn't fire Pitch since I left.
No. He's just starting earlier. You know, he's older. He's got to have a nap now.
Oh, is that his story? Well, all right. I thought, you know, if he was out of work, we'd take a look at him, too. But
okay. He does want Beerschnicken. If you can find Beerschnicken, he'd like for you to send that over.
I'll bring him a whole box.
Okay.
Thanks.
Hey, thank you, Governor. Have a safe trip. We'll see you soon. 845 at News Radio WIBC.